Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another segment of A Hot Second. Today, we're going to be talking about You Were Never Really Here, the newest film from director Lynn Ramsey. This intro is actually being recorded at a separate time than the episode was recorded because, unfortunately, the beginning part of this episode was lost. But not to worry, everything else is perfectly fine. So without further ado, I'm Luna. You'll hear Santana's voice in a minute. And this is Cinema Hoes, A Hot Second.
All right, so.
Welcome back.
Hot Second.
So for those of you who do not know the plot of You Were Never Really Here, this is ripped from the IMDb page. A traumatized veteran, unafraid of violence, tracks down missing girls for a living. When a job spins out of control, Joe's nightmares overtake him as a conspiracy is uncovered, leading to what may be his death trip or his awakening. So I am really excited to see this. But you just saw it, so tell me your overall impressions of the film.
Y'all can't see it, but I'm, like, dancing right now because I love it. And not only because it's, like, one of those, like, disturbing, dramatic, brutal films, because that's, like, my aesthetic. But it was really not what I expected. Like, going in it, I wasn't expecting anything. Okay, I didn't read anything before. So I was just like, all right, you know, I'll just go see it, whatever, you know, Joaquin Phoenix. And then I came out just kind of like, not like, it was like another being, like my soul like left my body. It was so dramatic. Like a bunch of people stayed after to just like, you know, watch like the credits, and stuff. But I was just like, I need to get out of here. Like,
I need to go.
I need to go somewhere. Like, I don't know where I'm going, but I need to go somewhere.
So and, what struck you the most about the film? Like, what resonated most with you?
I think it was Joaquin's performance, like, not giving anything away. And also, like, the sound. Like, the sound is something that I took to heart from the movie. And if you guys haven't, Johnny Greenwood is super amazing. Check him out. He is on Spotify and Apple Music, I think. But other than that, it didn't have a lot of dialogue in it, which is fine, because you didn't really notice it, and it was kind of short. It was kind of like 90 minutes, 95 minutes, so it kind of felt like needed, and like the cuts were, I'm literally like trying to process it.
She's trying not to spoil it because I haven't seen it yet.
What other questions do you have?
You said you liked the score. What about it did you like?
The score, let's see.
Just why did you like it so much?
I think it's because it was a main component of the film. Like, since there wasn't a lot of dialogue, it kind of took over. And it was basically kind of what the character was feeling. Because there was this one part, I'm not giving anything away, but there was this one part where Joaquin's character, his name is Joe, he looks over, like, the train tracks, and, like, there was this constant, like, noise that was happening in the background. And then he, like, pulls it up, like, right as the train is going, and it just kind of felt, like, really impactful. And otherwise, like, I wouldn't have remembered that scene. So look out for it when you watch it.
So you're excited for it? You want to go see it? You want to
go see it? Okay, I didn't know this at first, but, like, a lot of people have been saying it's, like, reminiscent of, like, Taxi Driver, all that stuff, which is kind of true now that I think about it, because he, like, saves a girl and all this stuff. But it's a lot to it, like, the way that she used the camera angles, and, like, it wasn't, like, filmed, like, the way Taxi Driver was. I feel like it was filmed more, it was filmed like security camera footage.
Like, that's really neat.
It was like you see him, and like the music like wasn't synchronized, so it made it feel like you were literally watching it from like security footage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Any
solemn.
Any last minute
thoughts? Let's see. If you were looking to see this film, I would say go and do it. I would say I don't know if you'd want to wait to see it, like, with, with someone else. I feel like so you could talk about it, but at the same time, like, if you really, like, encapsulate yourself, like, in films, like, I would say go and watch it by yourself. So, yeah.
That's super exciting. I'm really excited to see it. You Were Never Really Here is playing now in select theaters. Go watch it. Go support. It's amazing. Support female filmmakers. As always, follow us on Twitter at CinemaHoes. And if you want to email us, cinemahoes@gmail.com. We're always checking our emails.
Yep.
This has been a hot second.